Hello and welcome to Brighter Day Baptist Church Easter service. I'm sorry this was late. I kind of told everybody, I think, that was up on YouTube and Facebook that this was going to be running a little late today. But we're so glad that you're here with us. We got some stuff to go over. And our sermon on today is I Can and I Will. You know, during this great Easter, I want a sermon to come across to you like this. He can, and he will, and he did. He's got the power. He's got the power. Jesus Christ. He says, no man takes my life. I lay it down freely. I can bring myself out of the grave. I will rise in 3 days. And he did. Let's go to our new prayer sheet that I made today. I hope you'll enjoy that. So let's get started in prayer, then we'll begin in our message. So our new prayer sheet, let's begin in the word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for the great Easter, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for dying on a cross for us all, Lord. We did not deserve it, Father. We are a wicked people, Lord. No one is good. No one is righteous enough, Lord. And you came and you sent your Son, Lord, to our world, that, and you paid the price, our sin debt. We just thank you so much, Lord, for the great message of Easter. We thank you so much, Lord, for all the ones that are listening, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to be with Reverend Fred Proctor, to give him strength, to give him healing, Lord. And I know he's already put up his message today, Lord, and we just thank you for that, Father. We ask you, Lord, a special prayer request, and we thank you so much for being with Denny Berge, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to please be with him, Lord. And I know he's been taking shots for his chemo. We ask you, Lord, that his numbers are looking good, and I just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless Denny Berge. We ask you, Lord, to continue to pray for Kenny and Doris Berge. We thank you so much that work has started picking up for Kevin, and thank you so much for him and for Doris. Let them have a wonderful Easter, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to continue to bless and watch over Amanda Chris, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to give her strength and give her energy, Lord, today, and just bless her. We ask you, Lord, to please continue. We lift up Stanley Proctor, Lord, for his neuropathy and his pain. Lord, we ask you in a mighty way if you just ease up some of the pain for him, Lord, and help him and give him strength, Lord. We just ask you to just watch over him, Lord. We thank you for that. We continue to pray for Travis Proctor, Lord, with his new illness, Lord, that you just help him. I know he's a mountaineer, loves to get out in the mountains, Lord, to see your creation. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to continue to bless him and give him strength so he can be able to do that. We ask you to be with Carol Proctor, Lord, I know that he had this heart issue deal, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, that you would just give him strength and help encourage him each day with this process. We ask you, Lord, for continued prayer for John and Sabrina Burke, Lord, with Sabrina's continued getting shots for her chemo and radiation. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to just help them get through this illness, Lord, just because give them peace of all understanding, Lord. We just thank you so much for that, Father. Please be with Roy. He is doing good. I know he's got some skin cancer that he's going to be going this week with, and later on this month I know he's got some teeth that has to be pulled. They're infected, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to please be with those issues for Roy. Please be with Ray And Robin Silvers, I know Ray was in the hospital here recently with kidney stones. We ask you, Lord, he has been in the ringer. He's been in and out of the hospital so many times. We just want him to be home. And I think he is home. We just ask you, Lord, to just please give him and Robin both strength and healing. We just thank you so much for both of them. We ask you to continue to bless and watch over Judy Johnson, Lord. We ask you, Lord, and the family. We just thank you so much for Judy and the family. Just please be with each and every one of them today here on Easter Sunday. We ask you, Lord, to please be with Kevin Hartman. Kevin is used to be a friend of my co-worker, and he is dealing with needs a lung transplant. We ask you, Lord, to please everyone to pray for Kevin Hartman to get his lung transplant. We ask you, Lord, to just bless him and give him strength today also. Thank you so much, Lord, for all the blessings and all the mercies you give us each day, Lord, here at BrighterDayBaptistChurch.com. Thank you so much, Lord. Okay, so we are getting ready to get into our Bible here in John 10, 27 through 29. It says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." You see, Jesus, he's the one that came and died on that old rugged cross. He's the only one who could have. He's the only one who can take and make something new, right? He made us new when he died on that cross. He gave us a new life, a new reason to go on, because he is returning. He is returning back. And when he returns, we will be called up in the air to meet him. You see, today is the greatest day. Easter. Easter. It is remembering what Jesus Christ did on an old rugged cross. Right? And let's continue on. It says, "I will never leave you or forsake you, nor forsake you." In Deuteronomy 31:8, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." Do you think for 1 minute, right, that Jesus would travel all the way down here from earth, from heaven, and say, "Well, I don't want to go to the cross. I don't want to save them. They're just too sinful, and, you know, the world's just going to perish," right? You know, that ain't what he said. He said, "I will never leave you, never forsake you," right? You see, a lot of us are going through troubles, and a lot of us are going through trials, and he's right there beside you right now. Do you know you can call upon the name of Jesus to help you in whatever you are going through? It don't matter what you're going through. Jesus will help you. Let's continue on. He says, I will, right? He goes, Mark 9:31. For he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise. And we're studying about the will of God. He will rise. He did rise. Mark 10:34 says, and they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise. You see, will. He will. He can. I can do this. Jesus, I can and I will do it. It wasn't none of this, I think I can do it. No, it's, he will, I can do it. No man is going to take my life. I lay it down, what? Freely. I will lay my life down freely for you. Right? So let's go on. So here we're studying about this. Jesus can what? Fix any problem you are going through. It don't matter. Loneliness, maintaining healthy relationships and mental well-being, money worries and mental health, work-related stress, bereavement and traumatic events, mental health and physical illnesses, life changes, smoking, drinking drugs, and gambling. And however many more you're going through, Jesus can help you. Jesus can help you. Jesus will. Save me, I am suffering from sin. Yes, Jesus will. Jesus will help you. I believe, help my unbelief. Yes, Jesus will help you. Let's go to the next lesson. I believe, help my unbelief. Let's look in Mark 9, verses 23 through 27. It says, what do you mean if I can help? Right? Or what do you mean if I can? Jesus asked. Anything is possible if a person believes. The father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. When Jesus saw the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak, he said, I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again. Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy appeared to be dead. A murmuring ran through the crowd as people said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet, and he stood up. There is nothing too hard for Jesus Christ. If you are struggling with sin, have you given your heart over to Jesus Christ? You see, you will continually to struggle. That's what the devil does. The devil wants you to struggle. The devil wants you to be defeated. The devil wants all these bad things to happen to you. It is only by the precious blood of Jesus Christ that you are saved. And if you are not saved, you are struggling. Let me tell you, you are struggling. and you need to accept Jesus Christ. That's what he did. He paid that price on an old rugged cross, and his blood ran red down that old rugged cross for you. For you. You see, you don't have to go through life with dealing with that sin alone. Jesus Christ paid that price for you. And all you have to do today is accept that wonderful grace of Jesus Christ and embed that into your heart and say, listen here, devil, I gave it all over to Jesus today. I know where I'm going. I've been sealed by his precious blood. I've been sealed. There's nothing else you can do. It says, remember, let's go back to that verse. It says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you and never leave you, right, or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed, right? Let's look again here. For he taught, for his teaching his disciples, saying to them, he goes and he delivers into the hands that he be killed, right? He will rise. He will rise, right? He will fix all these problems. He will fix all these problems. See, here's the verse I wanted to come back to. Here's the verse I wanted to speak to you about right now. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Never shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of the Father's hand. So there, you see, the devil, once you are sealed by his precious blood, no man, no demon, no devil, no principalities of darkness, right? Oh, they'll tempt you. Oh, yeah, you're a Christian and you'll still sin, but you can ask Jesus what? Ask him for forgiveness of your sins. We're not strong. We are weak. And you know what? But he is strong. You know? And that is the precious promise that we have is on this Easter, you know, is that we can't, but he can. He can do all things. And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us each day. Let me tell you something. If you're down and you're going through stuff, let me tell you something. Get on your knees and pray to God. Pray to Jesus and say, Lord, I've been struggling, but I want healing. I want you to fix me today. I want things to work better in my life. And it is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, there is power. There is power in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you this, is that he can. Look, who else can roll a stone away? Not us. Not that big of a stone. But the angel of God came down and rolled the stone away. And he walked out of that grave. There is no grave, right? There is no grave that can hold our God. There is no grave that can hold our Jesus because he is all powerful. And let me tell you, right now, if your heart is being touched by the Holy Spirit, don't waver. Ask the Lord to come into your heart today and receive the blessed hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Let's end in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful message that you can, Lord, that you can. All things are possible. Lord, help our unbelief, like this man that we read about, Lord. Help our unbelief. Give us belief, Lord, that you are real. You are You are in heaven right now, Lord, and you are coming back again, Lord, and we need to be prepared for our hearts and our minds and be ready to receive you and be ready, be looking up. Anytime is redemption, Lord. Anytime. And we just ask you, Lord, please, Lord, help our hearts and help our minds be ready for your return. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.